name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the second Sunday of the Great Lent. And one of the most important things that our Lord Jesus Christ want to remind us in the Lent, and the church trying to remind us, that temptation. We read that Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. If you remember that before that, immediately there were the appearance of the Trinity, Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. So after that, Jesus led by the Spirit into the wilderness. You might ask yourself, how come that he led by the Spirit? Led by the Spirit, it doesn't mean that the Spirit forced him to do something or asked him to do something, because he is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is one God. So he agreed that he has to go to the wilderness and to be ready for temptation. He knows that the first Adam was tempted and he fallen into sin. So Jesus Christ, for the sake of the human race, he went to the wilderness to be ready for temptation and to have a victory for the human race over Satan. He led to the wilderness to be tempted. He knew that he was going to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. 40 days and 40 nights. Actually, if you count it very well, it can't be like that at all. 40 days and 40 nights. 40 nights means 41 days, not 40 days. Right? So you have to understand that, and the always in the Jewish understanding, any part of the day is a day and night. So when Jesus said, I'll be in the tomb for 3 days and three nights, it can be also, because you are always, if you book for a hotel, you say 4 days, three nights. So 3 days and three nights mean that any part of the day, it's a day, a full day, day and night. So because of that also, if you remember in the Holy Friday, we have to finish the prayer early before 5 by any means, otherwise we would bury Christ only 2 days, not 3 days and three nights, because before 5 it's just only 2 hours or 1 hour or something like that. It's part of the day. It's considered as a full day, day and night, 24 hours. So the part of the Friday, just only 1 hour and or two, it's 1 day. And from 5 p.m. on Friday to 5 p.m. Saturday, this is another full day. And the part of Sunday, which is 5 p.m. Saturday till the resurrection, it's the third day and third night also. So he said 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And at the end, he was hungry. You might feel that it's, how come? Did he eat anything? Did he drink anything? Actually not. So it's because he's God. No. God, yes, he is holy. But if you remember, there were two people before him in the Bible were always fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses, and also in the wilderness, when he met with God to get the commandment or the law, he was fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Also Elijah, he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. So God gave us these two just to remind us it can be. And the devil, when he come and to attempt Jesus, he has seen and listened. He heard he very well that the Father said, "He is my beloved son." So is he, what does it mean, son? God's son, like anybody else, like Moses, like Elijah, or who is God's son? So let us go, the devil said, "I will go and attempt him and see who is he exactly." So he went to him, because of that we read together. Now when the tempter came to him, he said, if you are son of God, as I just heard lately, if you are son of God and you could be able to fast for 40 days and 40 nights, if you are a holy man, if you are something more than that, I want you to prove that. And he started to ask him to do something very, very easy. He said to him, command that these stones become bread. It's very easy for Jesus. The first miracle he did in Cana Galilee, it was transferring the water into wine. So it will be easy for him to transfer the stones into bread. And he said to him about bread, because the bread for people, it's very important. And you know, it's about food. And the first Adam was fallen into sin because of that. Just lust of proudness. Lust and also proudness. He wanted to be like God, as the devil said to him, you will be like him. So the tempter came here to Jesus and said to him, are you really son of God? I'm just want to see that. It's a very easy thing. Transfer the stone into bread. And Jesus said to him, it's written. And he gave him a verse from Deuteronomy. So it's a real temptation for anybody that God give him some blessing or show that he is beloved to him. Immediately the tempter come and tempted them. It is for us all. And it's the temptation not only to say to you, can you do that? No, it's not only that. The temptation sometimes in our faith. He comes, Jesus, the tempter come to you and say, do you believe? Do you really believe that God can help you in this problem? You are now in a very big problem at your house, at your home, at your work, whatever. At your study, do you believe God can help you? Do you believe that when you pray that He will help you and support you? So the temptation always is there after your contract. In your work, God will provide for you another job. Do you have faith? You are praying for a specific person to be healed. Do you believe that he will get healed? The temptation always there, and the only way to help yourself is by faith and say, written, it's written. It's written in the Bible, so on, so on. Give immediately one of the verses into in your mind to stop the temptation of the devil. So what you need to help you against some of the temptation, that to remember the verses of the Bible very well. And your faith is very important also. And if you know that God is your Father and He is taking care of you, you will not fear anything, and the devil cannot come and tempt you in that. I remember that one of the nuns in one of the monasteries just 4 or 5 years ago, she was a very, very good nun. And she was young, around less than 40, 38 or something like that. And she was a doctor, and she got from the hospital after she made blood test and stuff like that. She knew that very well, that she had a cancer. And she didn't tell anybody except myself and Mother Superior. And she was young. And she was so happy, and she said, "Abuna, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. I know that God is doing everything for our good. So don't worry about me. I'll be okay." I said, "Yes, Umena, you will be okay. And we'll pray for you, and you have to get chemotherapy and stuff." She said, No. Abuna, I can't decrease or increase my life even one day or 1 hour. So I believe that God will take care of me." And I said, "Yes, Umena, but this is if you get any treatment, it's not against our faith." She said, "Yes, I am a doctor, Abuna, don't forget that. I am a doctor. I know and I understand very well that it's not against our faith. But I believe that it's my chance to go to heaven. It's my chance to go to heaven. So just let me as I am. All what I need from you, just come and talk with me every now and then about heaven and how can I reach heaven." And she asked me something very strange. She said, "Would you please don't tell anybody in the monastery?" I said, "Umena, you have to get rest, and you will not get any treatment. But at least, get rest into yourself." She said, "No, I want to serve my sisters, the nuns, until the last day of my life. So give me this blessing. Let me have this blessing." And she kept doing that. Imagine for around, it was very, very aggressive cancer. I think she didn't complete a year. And at the end of her life, she couldn't serve her sisters as she asked for. But she kept trying and trying. And she was happy with something like that. Maybe the when I sat with her many times, she told me that, always the devil comes to me and say, "Why you don't have faith? Why you don't pray for cureness? Why? You are a nun. Why you don't ask for that?" And I said, "And what you do, Umena?" She said, "Nothing." I said to him, "No, I believe he is my father, and he knows what I need, and he knows what is the best for me. So I am so happy. Either if I go to heaven, if he cures me, it doesn't matter. They're all the same with me." And she kept doing that until she passed away, and she went to heaven, and everyone knew that she was a saint. So temptation is always there for us every day, on a daily basis. There is a temptation, and the devil will not be unemployed at all. He's always working, and he knows what he's doing, and he has a lot of job with us. So what you have to do? To understand that he is coming to tempt you, especially in the Lent, because I believe that the devils are very angry and mad at us because we are fasting and prayers. What will do? Will cast them out. Will cast demon out of our life. So what they do? They fight more and more, and battles became very stronger in the fasting period. So what we need is to pray more and have faith, and I'm sure that God will help us, especially in these blessed days. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.